I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Imagine me in
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, leaning into fall, but holding on to summer. June, July, and August are like Dionysus, the Greek god of wine and music. Lush, chaotic, overgrown gardens, and nights of plenty. From 1969, Yu Masekela. September brings the Order of Apollo, the god of reason and light. School supply lists, exercise regimens, corporate goals.
We are the robots.
Kraftwerk from 1978.
We are the robots.
From the chaotic and off-kilter to the structured and rational. 19th century German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche argues this pairing is symbiotic, a tension that advances human culture. The Beatles are proof of concept. You need the grounding in the straightforward hits of the early 60s.
Love, love me do. You know I love you.
Mixed with the more experimental stuff in the middle of the decade. To get to the breakthroughs that fuse the two and completely break the mold.
That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
In the Dionysus and Apollo dichotomy, some artists index hard towards one of the two camps. Swedish songwriter and producer Max Martin is famous for applying reason and logic to making pop. Count the syllables, keep it simple, give the people what they want.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here?
I'm doing this tonight. You're probably gonna start a fight.
From Britney Spears to NSYNC to The Weeknd and more, 27 number one hits later, it's a proven method. On the other hand, take Tom Waits. He starts in a conventional singer-songwriter mode in the early 70s.
Now the sun's coming up.
But then he follows the muse down whatever odd alley it chooses.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back.
Don't you know there ain't no devil, that's just God when he's drunk.
Hair on my chest, I look good without a shirt. Well, I don't look like
nothing on the pop charts, but loads of loyal fans. To Nietzsche's point, it's the musicians with firm footing in both camps who seem to leave the biggest mark on the culture.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you.
Take Beyoncé from 1999 with Destiny's Child.
Kinda shady, ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
To her auteur work with 2016's Lemonade.
I am the dragon, breathe the fire. Beautiful man, I'm the lion.
To a new plane in the 2020s, where she can play in any genre and make it her own.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
Then there's Radiohead, Creep in
1995. But I'm a creep.
To the reinvention of Kid A in 2000.
Yeah.
to a new holy breakthrough with In Rainbows in 2007. As seasons change in our lives, we too try to strike a balance, being rational and practical enough to find order and security, but free enough from inhibition to tap into instincts and propel creativity. So where does that leave us at the end of August? Well, we know Apollo is waiting on the other side, but summer is not over yet.
One more time, got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free.
Daft Punk from 2001.
Got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.